Hey everybody, Tim Evanicki here with The College Audition, back again with another episode of The College Audition Podcast, here today with my special guest, Stee Clough, Director of Musical Theater at Brunel University. Thanks so much for joining us today, Stee.
Of course, thank you so much for having me. This is exciting.
So, you are in a new role there at Brunel University, very exciting for you. Tell us a little bit about you and your history and career leading you up to your time at Brunel.
Of course. So you can probably tell by my accent that I'm not American. I actually grew up in the north of England, just south of York. And I moved down to London when I was 18 years old to study a BA in musical theater at the prestigious Arts Educational in London. And then I was very, very lucky and very, very fortunate to spend 8 years working both on number one UK tours and in the West End. I was also very fortunate enough to be original casts of three productions, which was Groundhog Day at the Old Vic. I did Shrek the Musical at Theatre Royal Drury Lane. And then I was also part of the UK premiere of Big the Musical. Then my life kind of changed and evolved as I grew older, and I realized that I was so much more interested in telling stories. And so this creative bug inside of me just got bigger and bigger. And so in 2017, I then moved on to work as a choreographer and movement director, and more recently as a director, which has been an incredible journey and an incredible opportunity for me to jump over to the opposite side of the table. That has led me to, you know, work internationally all over the world, which is something I'm very humbled to have achieved. And I am very fortunate that that the woman of my life, my wife Jess, is actually American, and so we decided to start a new chapter and move over to America, which found me settling down in Atlanta, Georgia. Upon moving here, still working within the industry, I met up with the predecessor of the role here, and we became good friends. And it was a case of, as he was moving on to, you know, bigger and better things, that I was very, very lucky to have the opportunity to come in, fill their shoes, and start this new chapter at Brunel University.
And is this your first higher education role?
So it is my first full-time higher education role, yes. Throughout my career as a performer and a choreographer, one of the things that I've always been very, very excited about is to work within education. So between projects and between work as an actor, I was always looking to revisit the higher education universities within London, working at some of the most amazing schools like Arts Ed, Mount View, the Guildford School of Acting, Italia Conti, working as a kind of adjunct faculty that has been able to give me the experience to working at a higher level.
Wonderful. So when a program is under new leadership, there's going to be some changes, obviously, because you're going to want to put your spin on things. And I think that's the wonderful thing about these programs is, you know, the good stuff sticks and then new eyes come in and can change the things that they see might be going in a different direction. So at this part of the podcast, I usually say, tell us a little bit about the program. But I would like to change that a little for you and say, tell us a little bit about the program and also sort of your vision as to where the program's going.
Absolutely. No, thank you. It's been amazing spending this time here, meeting the students, meeting their journeys, but also listening to them, understanding, you know, what they feel is missing within their education, but also what they are yearning for and what they can't get enough of. One of the things that I am very, very clear about is that I want to mirror the training to match up to what is needed within the industry today, not something that was designed, you know, in the past that has kind of, you know, aged. And so I want to just come in and revamp and refresh. And we Brunel University are a very boutique university. We're quite small. We're a private university just in the north of Atlanta. And we, the one thing that we love to work with, or what I am pushing to work with, is to have that very, very personal approach to your training. So that includes, small groups, but a very, very close personal understanding of what each specific student needs within their training to get them to have the correct arsenal to then go out into the industry. With taking that and taking on board what we already have, it's been a case of reshaping the structure so that we are able to provide key fundamental elements, but also, courses and lessons that really help them learn the skills that they need within the industry.
So let's dive in and talk about this program a little bit. If I am headed to Brunel University as a freshman, BFA musical theater student, what does my first year look like there?
So the way that it's designed, it's intense, but that's what this industry is. This industry is anything but is very, very intense. So it's going to be a lot of hard work. One of the nice things about Brunel is we have quite an even split between our musical theater classes. Well, not just musical theater classes, but our musical theater majors, but also our liberal education. Okay, so we still have quite a high amount of liberal education classes here at Brunel. I am a promoter of this. I'm not one of these people that needs to be like, no, everything needs to be musical theater. Their understanding of core, lifelong lessons that still can be taught through our liberal education is going to be very, very important to not only equip you within the industry, but equip your skills for other things outside of the industry that happen in this world. But speaking of musical theatre, the way that it is designed is to separate, what is musical theatre built of? It's built of acting, it's built of singing, it's built of dancing, and to separate those out and work on the fundamentals separately. Then, as the years then progress and we move towards, our higher years with year three and year four, those four disciplines will then start to overlap and to build and to generate into the art that is musical theatre. I've been able to do all of those things at once.
And so some of the first classes that those freshmen are taking as they're coming in there, as far as the singing, dancing, acting side of the musical theater stuff, we'll get into gen eds in a minute. What do those classes look like? What are some of the highlights of the things that they will be jumping into as soon as they get there?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I'm very, very lucky to promote is the fact that our students in the new program will be able to have private singing lessons, 2 30-minute singing lessons per week for their entire 4 years that they are going to be at Brunel. Those two lessons are of 30 minutes. One is specifically designed for technique, working on your range, working on your scales, working on your breathing, working on your control, understanding the autonomy of what is happening in our voice. And then the other 30 minutes will be then working on our rep, building a portfolio that is designed towards you, caters towards your range and your saleability of who you are as a person, but also your casting bracket within the world of musical theatre, so that you have a full repertoire folder that will then be able you'll be able to then take out into the industry, but then also use within our musical theatre devised classes as well.
So the 2 30-minute classes, are they with the same teacher, or is that with a teacher and then with a coach?
There will be with two different people. So the one thing that I'd like to do as well is to spread out, teaching people. I teach a certain way because of my experience. Everyone is from different places, so I feel that it's important to not get stuck down by one teacher teaching you everything, and to have the opportunity to meet with as many faculty as possible. Not there are obviously going to be times where they are trying to teach you something that you've never had before, and you are unsure about it, but this is where I say, this is where I need you to have that opportunity and openness to give it a go, because you might see that that is actually a technique or a style that actually benefits you more of what your body is and who you are, rather than, sticking to what you've previously been learning before college. Then understanding this kind of like buffet kind of sample technique, it allows us to generate basically a portfolio for you that is personalized, that you can then take forward and then start applying yourself to these opportunities where the disciplines are starting to overlap. So they would be with two different teachers. We will have a vocal tutor, and then we will also have a pianist vocal rep coach as well. So they will be separate.
And then let's talk about dance a little bit. As a student comes in and starts their dance training there, are they able to level up when they get there if they've been taking dance since they were 2 years old? Or does everyone sort of start at the same level?
So I always like to, there is an option to level up in a couple of the beginner classes, and those credit hours will then be able to be put towards electives. But I always like to, there will always be an assessment to do that. There are people who come in who can dance beautifully, and but also there's a case of everyone comes from everywhere, and we want to make sure that you have the proper foundation in your technique. So that we can then promote you, because even though people have been dancing for years, there could be a lot of affectation, there could be a lot of bad habits that would then just need to have a serious discussion of how can we work together to get rid of those, to enable ourselves to apply cleaner choreography and techniques to the body, so that when you are working with different choreographers and they want different things and they want different styles, even though they might be the same step, you have the understanding of being able to remove affectation, but then also be able to apply it as well. So that is one thing that we always try and do, is I never want to promote somebody higher if I feel that later on that could actually, be something that I'm taken away from. I, as a 36-year-old guy who, still dances, I still go to the ballet bar and do my pliés. That's the first thing I learned, and but that's something that I still always do. So it's not something to be ashamed of if you start at the beginning. If anything, that just solidifies your foundation so that we can then aim to build you higher.
Beautiful. And how about the acting side of things? What acting classes are kids taking as they start their journey there?
So we actually have a new head of acting as well this year. So this is a big change for Brunel. Greg, who is an amazing practitioner and performer, he's also a very, very high leader in intimacy movement and teaching and choreography. And so he is currently redesigning the acting program as well, but he's very well educated within the needs of an actor needing to take on a role and what skills they need and tools they need to step on stage. He is breaking it down beautifully into having a coverage of, the fundamentals of performance, which breaks down both acting, movement, and voice and speech. And then as you go through it, those separate out into their own individual classes, which is a building block system to then progress further and further.
Are there technical theater credits that are required of students during the program?
So yes, we do have technical theatre. We do have something called practicum. So, and this can lead on to something bigger, which I'd like to talk about, is Brunel is actually in partnership with another university called the University of North Georgia, and we have come together to create what's known as the Gainesville Theatre Alliance. What's happening is the courses that we teach at Brunel are very much more performance-based, whereas the including costume and design. But then at University of North Georgia, we have a lot more technical structure that they are creating, and we are coming together, and it works beautifully to create the most perfect production company. And we have our own season every year, which consists of two plays and two musicals. And what actually happens, as well as being part of this production, whether it be you have the education of being an usher, you have the education of working backstage as an ASM, you then have the opportunity to perform. You are also, alongside all of that, there are practicum hours where you will learn and contribute and apply skills to help build and create sets, props, costumes, and things like that. So it gives you a worldly understanding of the village, or what I like to call the city behind the people on stage that actually contribute to, making sure these 15 to 20 performers look absolutely their best. For every person on stage, I think it's something ridiculous about like 15 to 20 people for every person that is on stage, works outside of the production to bring it, to put it together. So you will have experience doing that. We also have a couple of theatre core classes where you will learn the principles of design, so you can have an understanding in a creative process of how these visions come together.
And when I was speaking on the last podcast we did with Bernal, with your predecessor, there was a bit of an identity crisis happening at the time because of the Gainesville Theater Alliance. It was just confusing for some students because it's not a common thing that colleges form alliances with other schools in order to present, a higher quality product when it comes to the production. So that it is an exciting thing, but I think students were seeing at college fairs and things, the table would say Gainesville Theater Alliance, and we were trying to sort of just clarify what that means. And Bernau is the artistic performance side of things, and University of North Georgia is the artistic production side of things. That's basically it, correct?
Yeah, kind of. So right now, the University of North Georgia is actually implementing its own BFA in theatre arts, and within that, BFA, there are certain tracks that you can take. One of them is actually including acting, but a lot more is based on the design and other aspects of production and stage management. So what's going to happen is currently, the way Gainesville Theatre Alliance worked was it was very cohesive, where a lot of classes were mixed between UNG and Brunel and things like that, which was great. But right now, what's happening is as UNG are building their program and introducing this new BFA, as we are progressing our programs as well, what we're noticing is there is in within the learning side of things, even though we're learning to see more of a separation between the two colleges, but fundamentally we're still strong, and we're still, a great team when we come together. And that team is effectively just going to come together and build, like you said, these bigger products and these better quality productions, which gives a better experience for the students either at UNG and Brunel.
So are the performances actually, where are they? On which campus, if you're collaborating, where do the students perform?
Absolutely. So on Brunel campus, we actually have three performance spaces. We're currently using two of them. One of them is a beautiful modern theatre called the Horsch Auditorium, and the other one is Pierce, which is actually it was built when the Women's College of Brunel was built first and foremost. It's on the historic campus, and it was built in the 1800s, and it's actually an old opera house. So it's a beautiful, intimate opera space. Those are the two main spaces in Brunel that we're currently using. We also have a black box space, which we would love to start involving more work with. But then there's also a studio space at UNG on their campus, which is called the Cabell. And that's a it's a beautiful space. It's one of the spaces that I prefer more when you strip away that proscenium arch and you work more in the round or on, in promenade and things like that. So we have the VOMs in there. So there's three distinct different spaces that we then cater our season towards. Three of the productions are normally on Brunel campus, and then the final musical is then over at UNG. But that can obviously change between the seasons that we have.
You just brought something up that actually I wanted to make sure we touched on because I get questions every year when we start talking about Bernau and they go to the website. Bernau is no longer just a women's college.
Absolutely. No, there are three ways to come to Brunel, and that's either as an undergrad or a graduate. And any undergrad or graduate that is a female or identifies as female, they can be accepted through the women's college as well. So actually, there's kind of three tracks. But the way that they added the undergrad and graduate courses was that ability to then open up to involve all genders with onto campus and onto learning.
Do you know, I actually don't know the answer to this. When did that happen? Do you know?
I don't know. That's something that I can't wait to find out, Tim.
I've never asked that question, but I get asked that question all the time. I thought maybe, well, you're new there. I
Do you
put you
know
on the
what?
spot. Sorry about that.
I'm new here. I'm going to play the new card. I only get to play
Sure.
it once, but that's a really good question, and I can't wait for us to have a discussion later, and I will fix it, and I will know the answer to it.
So, are freshmen able to audition and perform in those shows?
Yes, so in the GTA, as a on the BFA in musical theatre, I'm putting in that it's a requirement that all musical theatre students perform or audition for the performances, even in their freshman year. I'm actually directing and choreographing Cinderella at the moment, and I actually have about four or five freshmen in the cast. We've got a very exciting year that's just joined us here. It's open and it helps you build that audition process experience. You know, it is one thing to audition for a college, but it's very, very different when you are then auditioning for productions, for shows. So I always like to, you know, give the opportunity for these students to have the experience in these audition things where, you know, there are stakes at the end of it, you know, being part of a production. That said, this is not the only way that you can perform at Brunel. Within our senior year, like I said, as all those disciplines start to overlap, within our senior year, we do work to building a showcase. So students will then be putting together, so everyone who's in the senior year cohort will then come together to build a showcase that will present them as who they are. That will then be presented to tutors, to students, but then also to an invited audience of the surrounding, you know, professional industry that is in Atlanta. And that's what we want to build towards to then get that, you know, exterior eye on the college as well. And there's also another opportunity that we will then be devising work that will be on a smaller scale, but that will then help build the creativity within the student cohort.
Earlier, you spoke about the importance of the general education classes as well as part of a musical theater education. And I wanted to talk a little bit more about that and what the requirements are, the abilities to either double major or minor as well while you're in the BFA program there.
Yeah, so the liberal education side of things is it comes under different headings. We have world understanding, scientific and analytic curiosity, which is our mathematics, science, reasoning. We've got artistic and creativity, imagination. So that's actually some of our courses within the musical theatre course can overlap and can count as your liberal education there. We also then have communication and language fluency, which is your writing, your communication, your speaking. And all those combine just allow us to broaden our knowledge and not be so specific on musical theatre. Growing up in England, when I did my BA in musical theatre, it was a case of, you know, I turned up and I was on the ballet bar at 8 in the morning and I didn't leave the studio until 6. And then I had my entire coursework to do for whatever I was working on, scenes, studies, songs. And it was just constant. It was so constant. There was never a time for me to just pull back and just breathe, but then also to focus on something else and to realize that it's not all about musical theatre. And it's part of my education that I regret not having. Because it would have helped me so much within my realm of, you know, finding work. There was a time, you know, when COVID hit, and all my projects just disappeared. I'd still had to pay the mortgage. I still had to be able to feed myself. So there was a lot of, side jobs that I was looking to apply for that I felt very, very insecure and anxious about applying because I didn't have these life skills that this liberal education course gives you to promote yourself and your capabilities.
And I should say too, in the UK, a BA in theater means something different than it does here. Because here a BA would mean that you had all of those liberal courses, liberal arts courses as well included in. So I just wanted to clarify that because our listeners might be a little confused by that.
Yeah, England's very different. So, I mean, when I was, to be honest, when I was graduating, there was no such thing in England as a BFA, so a Bachelor of Fine Arts. So we have, it was just a case of BA, and then it's just focused on your brand. There's no majors, there's no minors, things like that. So we focus purely on what we needed for the industry and that itself. You're absolutely right. Now that BFA is starting to come in and it is focalized on the specialized skill, that and even though we have that, we still like to promote and include our liberal education course.
So, other than you, could you tell us who the other key players are in the program that the students will be working with while they're there?
Of course. So within my department of musical theatre, we also have Rick, who is a great vocal coach and pianist. He caters along with the music department, which is chaired by Dr. Steinhaus. He caters for and helps with all of the singing and music aspects of the course, including your music theory. We then have, as I mentioned before, we have Greg Jarreau, who is the head of the acting course, and we work closely together on what his course provides. And also, I should be looking, I think I'm going to be hopefully taking one of the movement classes within his program next year, and which is based on all physical theatre and choreography within physical theatre. And then we have the lovely Pam Workman, who is actually the chair of the theatre department, and she runs the BA in costume and design that we have here at Brunel. And then we also work closely with the dance department, so that's working with Marie, who is the chair of dance, and I actually teach jazz and tap within the dance department as well. So this is the beautiful thing about musical theatre, is it's a mixture of all departments, and just like a production, like I said, it takes a village. So we're not just one standalone department that offers all of these things through ourselves. We work as a team, we work in collaboration, and we lean upon the other departments at Brunel that have their own specific courses, and we share and we come together and we work together as a team.
Tell us a bit about the campus itself and the area it's in. You said it's just north of Atlanta. So what does that campus look like?
Yeah, so the campus is, it's like I said, because we are a boutique university, it is quite small. We have a little historic campus, which was originally the Women's College. So we have some beautiful buildings that are the kind of like the postcard pictures that you see on the Brunel website. And then it's quite, I really enjoy it because it's then nestled within a neighborhood. So the theater department is actually in an old house, and that has been transformed into offices, and then we have classrooms below. But then also within this kind of neighborhood, we also then have big buildings like the new music building, which houses the Horsch Auditorium, and it's really great. And all of our students are offered 100% residential throughout their whole 4 years. So we do have a lot of the fraternity houses and dorms as well within the neighborhood. We are actually set, like I said, north of Atlanta in a place called Gainesville. Gainesville itself is right next to Lake Lanier. So you are within the mountains, you're in the forest, we've got the lake. So we do have the ability to, I know speaking to some people that they love being able to be out in nature. but as well be so close to Atlanta. And the thing about Atlanta is that we all know is that the growth in the theater, in the film and TV, industry down in Atlanta is booming. And we're very aware of that. And we know that there, even though there is a substantial theater scene there, what we're wanting to do as well within the growth over the next few years of the program is start to also add and build upon our acting for camera and camera workshops so people are able to feel fully confident to live near a city that is very big in the TV and theater, TV and film industry to, create work opportunities where they didn't think they would be going into. I didn't think that I would ever be in film and TV, and I was lucky enough to be cast in a few projects. And it was, I not having that acting for camera kind of build up led to so much anxiety being on a film set. It's anxiety I didn't know. There's something till someone goes, action, and you're kind of like, ah, okay, what do I do? Here we go. So having that understanding of, who we are, what the strengths of the industries we have surround us, and how can we cater so people feel confident to come down here and to be able to engage in that too.
So for anybody who's been listening to this now for the past 30 minutes or so, they're totally sold on Brenau University and the BFA Musical Theater program. So what are the next steps for them if they would like to apply and audition for you?
Perfect. So to apply and to come to Brunel, firstly, my email is on the website under the musical theatre program. So the biggest thing would be to get in touch with me. I'd love to set up a discussion. Like I said, we're a very personalized course, so it's just as important for me to meet the person to understand what they're about, what their goals are, what their targets are, where they've been, to help them define where their future lies. Whether that be with Brenau or somewhere else. We have a rolling admissions here at Brenau. So that means that we don't stop at, admissions to people. There isn't just like an admission season. The way that we are working the theatre courses here is that we're asking everyone to apply either through the website, which is free, or through if you are signed up with the Common app, you can also apply to Brunel through there, is to apply for the BA Theatre course. Now, that BA Theatre course will then allow you, all you need to do is then submit your transcripts from high school. And that course will then, we'd be able to then bring you onto that course. If it was within your interest to then move up and move on to the BFA in musical theatre or the BFA in acting, then what we require is we require a secondary application, and that would be to an audition where we would see you sing, see you act, and also see you dance. I am taking part in the Florida Combined auditions that are happening in January in Miami, and I'm very excited to meet people. And that would actually count as one of the final decision auditions. So you wouldn't have to come to campus if you were going to be part of one of these combined audition events. From that audition, we can then move you into the BFA course, or if it's a case of we're kind of like, we just want to give you another year working on the foundations, that is then something where you can move into the BFA after your first year too. But the reason why we do that is just so that once you're already enrolled into Brenau, you can start working on all of the scholarship applications, all of the financial aid documents that you then need to process. So then if it is a case of moving then up, the auditions are in January, especially for the combined auditions in Miami, we can already then start talking about moving into the BFA program from there. And we already have the process of a lot of the paperwork already in place to do so. So it just helps create a journey. So not everything is happening everything at once at one time. We're able to build up, build the process brick by brick.
So, what are you looking for students to bring to their auditions?
If the website says differently, I'm in the process of changing that. But what I would just love to hear is two contrasting songs that suit you and your style and who you are, and also just a 30-second monologue, again, just doing what you do best. The thing about auditions is, yes, there is a part of seeing, if you can sing in tune, if you have musicality, if you can have dance, what potentials you have within all these areas. But the one thing that defines you from anybody else is who you are. And that's the biggest thing that I look for, is the people that are able to bring their own personality and their own life towards their performance.
So, are you saying that, and this may come as a shock to people, you're not looking for perfection in the audition?
Never, never. I was actually telling this story in my jazz class earlier today, was about the brilliant choreographer Gillian Lynn in Cats. And there's one moment in the audition dance, which is from the Jellicle Ball, where they have to go from one position to another, which is on a high releve on their tiptoes, with a back bend. And at that point, if any person fell flat on their back, no matter what happened, she would always put them through into the next round, because they were a person that was able to take risks and they had the potential. And that's exactly what I look for too. I don't want you to play safe. I want you to be you, and I want you to celebrate that. And I am not looking for perfection. I'm looking for the ability of potential, and not a case of, messing up or anything like that. It's how you celebrate that and how you are here to learn. We are not looking at these auditions for a final product. If you were a final product, you would just go out there and do it. What we're looking for is the potential of people that we can bring in nature, and build them up to be the best that they can be.
So we usually wrap up the podcast by asking our guests to share with us something that they are looking forward to in their program. For you, I'm assuming that list is huge.
I'm looking forward to implementing this new program. One of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to is actually just some of the new programs that we are going to offer. One of them that I've already written at the moment, is I made my career working as a swing in musicals. And again, I'm sure you all know this, but a swing is somebody who isn't on every night, and when one of the cast members are sick or on holiday, it would then be a case of me or the rest of the swing team coming on and filling that part. So there's always a full cast on stage. I was very, very lucky to also be a cover as well. So I would always mix between swinging with the ensemble and covering parts and leads. But it's one part of the industry that I feel has no training for. And it's one part of the industry that people don't focus on. I have a dear friend of mine, and they were cast as a swing, and they literally spent the first 3 months of their life shaking in their dressing room because they did not have a methodology of how to succeed as a swing. And so what I've actually written is, I've actually written, it's going to be an elective, but I've actually written a program about the tools and things that you need and the mentality that you need in order to be a successful swing within a production. And actually, that is then going to move forward to, in our productions that we have at GTA, there is actually going to be option for those students who take that course to then implement those tools into a full production when they go to perform in a production at GTA.
That's awesome. Wonderful. So if the students want to learn anything else about the program or reach out to ask some more questions, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
Absolutely. So the best way would be for my email, which is S Clough, Clough, at brunel.edu.
That's wonderful. We'll put that in the liner notes as
Yeah,
well, so they can reach
absolutely.
out to you. And Steve, it's been great to get to know you and your plans for the program a bit more. And we look forward to having you around here again real soon.
Absolutely. No, thank you so much. It's been so great just to scratch the surface of, what's happening at Brunel, and I'm very, very excited for, our collaboration with you guys and also, the building of this program and to get it to a wider audience. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Bye 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 bye.
Bye-bye.
For more information on the exciting training, workshops, and resources we have to offer at The College Audition, please visit us online at www.thecollegeaudition.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.